prayers call, and we rise up out of nowhere and everywhere, any space, and all knowing, always, and everything. We rise up from our workspaces, our home spaces, our deliberation, our wanting, our needing, our desiring, and our dreaming to pray. Prayers call, summon us from the salt of the earth and from the sweetness of pure possibilities, always transforming the impossible into the miracle, the wilderness into the open sea, the waters to dry lands that we can cross, the battles into victory that we can win. Prayers call, giggling with joy, to join us at the altar of our faith and our communion and our forgiveness and our praise and our hope that Christ in us that never fails, that word in us that was the beginning and the end. We who are first and last, we who are Alpha and Omega, we who are charged to keep the circle intact, who know every single answer to prayers, we who know those prayers spoken from the lips of ages, we who can mumble through the dark tunnels of hands, prayers in us that speak hallelujah and know that amens complete us, touching the hem of magnificence and favor and grace. We bathe ourselves in the love of this moment. We share within and without the power, speaking truth and raising righteous judgment. These prayers as us leave worry, leave doubt, leave fear in yester moments and know nothing but love. Prayers full of themselves find answers in each and every one of our breaths, wisdom in each and every one of our calls, prosperity in each and every one of our moments that we begin and remember. We are the image and likeness of success. We were born from absolute good. We know grace as mother. We know favor as father. We know blessings upon blessings upon blessings as child. We who look in the angel's mirror and see ourselves, we who speak the word of truth, in each word is the balm, in each word is the deliverance, in each word is the victory that we are called to co-create with all that is and will ever be. Prayers summon us and we deliver them from our tongues with truth. We surround them with the unique expression of our wisdom, our journey, our healings, our deliverance, and we never ever let go. Prayers call us and these prayers are us. We be the stirrings and the shouts and the deep songs of ancestors whose prayers are the light of our souls. We answer, we deliver, we speak, we grow, we understand. Prayers call us and we open up our circle with their power. We open up our circle with their love. We open up our circle with their success.
Oh, yeah.
us, call us, and we answer. The pure love and the magnificence of our souls that will speak truth to power and love to grace. Prayers light love from us. Prayers restore what was once lost, we find. Prayers that dance as us never cease. Prayers that need us find us in the oneness of completion. Prayers, those same prayers that found Stella's groove, that popped Goliath in the head, that danced with David, that summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that gave us the Holy Ghost, that delivered Daniel, that raised Lazarus, that manifested our deepest desires, that blessed and blessed like there was nothing else. We answer and we call you. We speak you and we deliver you. We know you and we claim you. Prayers surround us and love us and enlighten us and recreate us here and now. We let go of yesterday and yester minute and yester moment, and we put on brand new clothes of truth. We wear brand new shoes of salvation. We walk fresh waters of truth. We rise from fear. We rise from lack. We rise from dis-ease. We rise from anything that is not the pure consciousness of spirit. Prayers call and we rise up out of nowhere and everywhere, any space and all knowing, always in everything to pray. God speaks through us and each and every expression of faith to move mountains, change courses, open doors, to make ways out of no way that lasts forever. Prayers call and summon us from the salt of the earth, from the sweetness of pure possibility, always transforming the impossible into the miracle, the wilderness into the open sea, the waters into dry lands that we can cross, the battle into the victory that we can win. Prayers call, giggling with joy, to join us at this altar of our faith and our communion and our hope, that Christ in us that never fails, that word in us that was the beginning and the end. We who are first and last, beloved, we who are Alpha and Omega, we who are charged to keep this circle intact, we know every single answer to prayers spoken from the lips of ages, prayers that speak and rise in us through deep hallelujahs, prayers that know amen completes us and completes us, prayers that touch the hem of magnificence, of favor and grace. We bathe ourselves in the love of this moment. We share within and without the power of speaking truth and raising right judgment. These prayers as us know nothing but love. These prayers as us know nothing but love. And so it is, beloved. So let it be. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
That was good, Reverend Cecilia. That was good.
Hallelujah.
I have finally found a way to live. Just like I never could before. I know